Walter White was never without them, and Captain Underpants saved the world in them. But modern American men have always been somewhat stigmatized against men's briefs. Now, however, more men are embracing that old, snug-fitting style of the tidy whitey. Matt Levin has this report.
30 years later, and it looks like Marty McFly is still a trendsetter.
I've never seen purple underwear before, Calvin.
Calvin, why do you keep calling me Calvin?
Well, that is your name, isn't it? Calvin Klein? It's written all over your underwear.
After decades of sagging behind boxers and other types of underwear, briefs, that most ancient and snug form of men's undergarment, are making a comeback.
We're clearly seeing a major shift from the looser-fitting boxer shorts that were the big part of the growth of the men's underwear industry to the brief business.
That's men's underwear retail guru Marshall Cohen. According to a report released by his market research firm NPD, brief sales are up 23% from last year, which is kind of unprecedented.
Traditionally, the men's market has been like the Rock of Gibraltar. It doesn't move. Men typically will buy the same item year after year after year.
Cohen says millennials are favoring briefs partly because of the popularity of skinny jeans. As for baby boomers, historical shifts in household gender roles are at play.
More men today are buying their own underwear than ever before.
To be clear, we're not talking about boxer briefs. Those own 40% of the market and are by far the most popular men's underwear. We're talking about tidy whiteys.
We don't even use that word tidy whiteys because it's not even our vocab over here. We just say hip briefs and people want to buy them and they buy them, so.
Raul Reveles is a sales manager at a Calvin Klein underwear outlet in the City of Commerce, and he knows his product. So you've tried all the underwears?
All of them.
So you've tried the thong?
No, except the thongs. I haven't tried the thongs. I totally forgot all down. Not the thongs.
Because you said you tried all the underwears,
yeah.
Raul.
Not that one.
It's okay if you have. I'm not saying.
Okay, fine. There was one. It was my 21st birthday weekend in Vegas. I had to try it on, and it was really comfortable. I mean, it had a thick band, really good, you know, and it's my party underwear. So, you know, you have to go big in Vegas, right?
Is that true?
Very true.
Raul says the trend of men branching out and trying new underwear is true. He sees it every day at his store, which means that age-old dividing line between men, boxer guys versus briefs guys, doesn't really hold anymore. When somebody walks into the store, can you tell by just his outward appearance and his body language what type of underwear he is currently wearing?
You know what? I have not figured that out yet. Only reason why I say this is because we get random underwears. Like I said, we carry everything. So, yes, you'll probably have a guy like coming in that wears hip briefs, but he ends up walking out with trunks or boxer briefs.
Reporting this story, I couldn't help but be disturbed, and not just by the imagery of Raul's 21st birthday party. Underwear used to be a mindless choice for men. You figured out what was comfortable, and you stuck with it for the long haul. Now it seems like grown men are having an underwear identity crisis. But, reassuringly, there is one man I know who firmly knows who he is and what undergarment he wears. One man whose underwear has and will remain tight and white, now and forever.
When your mother and I never had any problems conceiving, and even though that I'm not in
Jesus.
Boxers.
Wait, why don't we cut this off? Let's just leave it there and let the viewer imagine. My dad has worn tidy whities from JCPenney since the Eisenhower administration. And he's never thought about trying on anything else.
It's very simple as to why I'm still wearing tidy whities. When I was dating your mother, I still was wearing tidy whities. And then she saw me in tidy whities, and she never said a negative thing about tidy whities.
There's also another, more pragmatic reason.
Then I looked at the other underwear, the designer underwear. You get like one underwear for $18. It's like, yeah, f*** that.
But maybe the most compelling reason my dad never changes his underwear is because if he did bring home something different, he'd have to suffer the consequences. So, Dad has been wearing the same type of underwear for how long?
Since I've known him.
And what would your reaction be if he's bought new underwear? Like if he came home with like boxer briefs or boxers?
What's wrong with him? I have his cognitive skills tested.
So you would think it was early onset Alzheimer's.
Yeah, because he doesn't change. He doesn't change. No. Unless some other woman said, I have to hate your underwear.
For Annenberg Radio News, I'm the person raised by these people.